The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jackie Marino for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Nutrition News. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from the Nutrition Action Health Letter. Pay it forward. Protect your health and the planet's. Experts estimate that even if all fossil fuel emissions stopped instantly, the world's food system would still put us on track to exceed the Paris Climate Agreement's goal of only 1.5 degrees Celsius rise in global temperature by 2100. Here's how your diet can make you and the planet healthier. Studies that randomly assign people to eat different diets or track what people eat for years have compared those who eat a standard American diet to those who eat more vegetables, fruits, beans, intact whole grains, and other plant foods. For the most part, people who eat a plant-rich diet have better cholesterol, blood pressure, blood sugar, inflammatory markers, nearly all the lab values we measure. But are all plant-based diets healthy? No. If you're eating cookies and Coca-Cola, that's plant-based, but it's not healthy. Harvard's Frank Hugh, Walter Willett, and other researchers broke plant-based foods into two groups. They put vegetables, fruits, beans, nuts, and whole grains in the healthy plant-based diet. And they put soda, refined grains, juices, sweets, and white potatoes in the unhealthy plant-based diet. When they just looked at all plant-based diets versus diets with more animal foods, like meat, poultry, seafood, dairy, eggs, and butter, they saw small differences in cardiovascular disease, weight, diabetes, and other health outcomes that they track. But when they looked at a healthy plant-based diet versus an animal-based diet, the differences were stunning. High-quality carbs, like whole grains, beans, vegetables, and fruits, make up only about 10% of our calories. But low-quality carbs, mostly added sugars and refined grains, make up roughly 40%. It's the elephant in the room. And we need a lot less protein than we think, and we eat a lot more protein than we think. The recommended dietary allowance for protein is about 50 grams a day, but the RDA isn't the average requirement. It's set at above average so that it covers roughly 95% of the population. Even so, the average American eats about 90 grams of protein a day, so many of us are eating about twice the RDA. People are buying protein powder. They're eating protein bars. Where did they get the idea that we're lacking protein? People think amino acids are missing in plant proteins. They're not. The 20 amino acids we need are in all plant foods. Grains are lower in lysine and beans are lower in methionine than some other foods. But no one gets all of their daily protein from a single food. So a typical day of eating a variety of foods easily supplies all the amino acids we need in the proportions needed, with or without animal foods. It's stunning how much meat we eat in the U.S. It's staggeringly higher than most of the world. According to a 2018 report by the Food and Agricultural Organization, meat and poultry consumption in North America is about 200 pounds per person per year. In contrast, the average is about 140 pounds in Europe, 130 in Latin America and the Caribbean, 60 pounds in East Asia, South Asia, and the Pacific, and only 30 pounds in Africa. But meat eating is on the rise in India and China. If you care about your children and the next generation, cutting back on meat is a pretty powerful message. What if we cut protein total intakes about 25%, from around 90 grams a day to just under 70 grams? And what if we also shifted 25% of our protein to plant protein? Using data from Marty Heller, a researcher at the University of Michigan, co-author Rachel Garrett calculated that this 25-to-25 shift would lead to 40% fewer U.S. greenhouse gas emissions from agriculture. That would allow us to meet 8% of the reductions the U.S. pledged to make to the Paris Climate Agreement. That's a huge impact from just one modest change. Bigger benefits could come from bigger shifts. Beyond impossible? Beyond meat and impossible foods have become the 800-pound gorillas of the plant-based meat world. Supermarkets still sell meatless burgers, nuggets, etc., from Gardein, Morningstar, and others. Many are lower in saturated fat than meat. But Impossible's burgers, sausages, etc., are also at Burger King, Starbucks, Red Robin, Cheesecake Factory, and elsewhere. And Beyond's versions are at Denny's, Dunkin', TGI Fridays, and Uno, among other chains. How healthy are they? It depends. Impossible Burgers. Like beef, they contain heme, but from a non-meat source. Heme may help from carcinogen and nitroso compounds in your gut, which could help explain why red meat eaters have a higher risk of colorectal cancer. And thanks to its coconut oil, a 4-ounce Impossible Burger has 8 grams of saturated fat. A McDonald's quarter pound beef patty has 7 grams. Beyond Meat Burgers. They're heme-free, and a 4-ounce burger has 5 grams of saturated fat. Of course, once a restaurant gets its hands on either burger, all bets are off. A TGI Friday's Beyond Meat Cheeseburger with fries, for example, has 1,210 calories and more than a day's saturated fat and sodium. But a damaged planet threatens everyone's health. That's not nothing. Arguably, it's everything. Move over, Elsie? Perfect Dairy Protein is created by fermentation, not cows, says manufacturer PerfectDayFoods.com. To create an animal-free version of milk proteins, we simply had to introduce animal genes to an organism other than a cow. That organism? A type of fungi called Trichoderma ricci. So far, Perfect Day's non-animal whey protein is only a handful of foods like Nick's and Brave Robot's vegan frozen desserts. Too bad they're loaded with saturated fat from coconut oil. Startups like Change Foods are working on animal-free cheese. Also new, Nature's Find dairy-free cream cheese and meatless breakfast patties, both made by fermenting Fusarium flavolopus. Unlike Perfect Day, which uses fungi to make whey, Nature's Find is made of fungi. So are Quorn's meatless products. They're Fusarium venenatum. Some people report reactions, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, and occasionally hives or difficulty breathing after eating Quorn, as has been sold in the U.S. since 2002. Will Nature's Find or future fungi-based foods also cause reactions? It's too early to say. If you have allergies, especially to mushrooms or mold, both fungi, use caution. Cultural Revolution? Cells are the building blocks of life, explains the website of Bill Gates-backed Memphis Meats. We cultivate the cells into meat by feeding them their favorite nutrients. Companies around the world are racing to create meat, poultry, and fish out of animal cells that are grown, that is, cultured, in a lab. As of March 2021, only one-celled cultured meat had been approved for sale. The Singapore Food Agency allows San Francisco-based Eat Just to sell its chicken bites at the company's Singaporean restaurant partner. Among the stumbling blocks, it's not easy to create the structure or scaffolding that holds meat cells together. Some companies are trying 3D printers. And the new meats would have to pass muster with each country's food safety agencies. Our FDA and USDA would both play a role. Burgers, steaks, bacon, chicken, salmon, tuna, shrimp. Someday they may come from a lab rather than an ocean, farm, or slaughterhouse. Stay tuned. Quick studies. A snapshot of the latest research on diet, exercise, and more. Processed meat and memory. Bacon, cold cuts, ham, hot dogs, sausages, and other processed meats cause colorectal cancer, according to the International Agency for Research on Cancer. Could they also increase the risk of Alzheimer's or other dementia? Scientists studied nearly 494,000 people aged 40 to 69. After 8 years, those who ate processed meats at least 5 times a week had a 67% higher risk of dementia than those who ate those meats less than once a week. Eating processed meats even once a week was linked to a 13% higher risk. What to do? Limit processed meats to lower your risk of cancer. It's too early to know that it will also help protect you from dementia. The researchers took into account many factors, including education, socioeconomic status, smoking, family history of dementia, and diet. But something else about the processed meat eaters might explain their higher risk. Stay tuned. Mammograms and vaccines. COVID vaccines can temporarily cause swollen lymph nodes that look suspicious on a mammogram. For example, Swelling occurred in 12% of people after their first Moderna dose and in 16% after their second dose. It was half as common in those over 65. What to do? Due for a routine mammogram? Some experts advise waiting 4 to 6 weeks after any COVID vaccine. Check with your doctor. Statins and muscle pain. Cholesterol-lowering statins cause severe myopathy, muscle pain, or weakness in about 1 out of 10,000 people per year. Do fears about muscle symptoms lead some patients to stop taking statins unnecessarily? Researchers studied 151 people who were thinking of stopping or had stopped taking their statins. Those who hadn't stopped were asked to. Then each patient was given either 20 milligrams a day of atorvastatin or Lipitor or a placebo for 6 2-month periods in random order. No one knew which pill they were taking. Muscle symptoms didn't differ during the statin and placebo periods. Intolerable muscle pain led 18 people to drop out while on the statin and 13 to withdraw while on the placebo. What to do? Got muscle symptoms? Don't assume that statins are to blame. Keep walking, shopping, gardening. Nearly 1 in 4 women over age 65 are unable to walk just 2 or 3 blocks at a stretch. A new study reports that even light physical activity like gardening, washing dishes, or walking while shopping may help keep people mobile. Scientists followed 5,735 mobile women aged 63 or older who wore an accelerometer on their hip for a week. After 5 years, those who did roughly 5 to 10 hours of light activity a day had a 40% lower risk of disability than those who did 4 hours or less. Disability meant that they couldn't walk a block or up a flight of stairs on a typical day. What to do? Aim for at least 5 hours of light activity a day. Better yet, try to get 2.5 hours of moderate or 1.25 hours of vigorous activity every week. And now a recipe from the healthy cook, Kate Sherwood. The other green bean. Edamame, immature soybeans, have a velvety texture and a less starchy taste than your average beans, peas, or lentils, and they pair beautifully with spring vegetables like asparagus and chives. Spring edamame serves 4 ingredients, 2 tablespoons extra virgin olive oil, 2 leeks or 1 bunch scallions, white and pale green parts only, thinly sliced, 1 fennel bulb, trimmed, cored, and thinly sliced, 2 stalk celery, thinly sliced, 1/4 cup homemade vegetable stock or water, 2 cups edamame thawed from frozen, 2 cups chopped asparagus, 1/4 cup minced fresh chives, 1 teaspoon lemon zest, 1 tablespoon fresh lemon juice, 1/4 teaspoon kosher salt. In a large heavy pot over medium-high heat, heat the oil until shimmering. Sauté the leeks or scallions, fennel, and celery until lightly browned, 5 to 7 minutes. Add the stock or water, edamame, and asparagus. Cook until the asparagus is bright green, 1 to 2 minutes. Remove from the heat, season with the chives, lemon zest, and juice, and salt. Tip: to make a quick vegetable stock, simmer the trimmings from the leeks, fennel, and celery in 4 cups water for 20 minutes, then strain through a coffee filter. Food find, extraordinary. Made from plants, not chickens, says the Just Folded Plant Eggs package. The main ingredient, mung bean protein isolate. The sunny hue, turmeric and carrot. The taste, eggy indeed. We found it tricky to match the texture of scrambled eggs using just bottled liquid eggs, but its pre-cooked frozen folded eggs take care of that for you. Each 100-calorie plant egg supplies 7 grams of bean protein plus healthy fats from canola oil with just 0.5 gram of saturated fat. One large chicken egg, before you season or sauté it, has 70 calories, 6 grams of protein, 1.5 grams of sat fat, and 2/3 of a day's cholesterol. The plant egg has none. The downside? Just 300 milligrams of sodium dwarfs an unseasoned chicken egg's 65 milligrams, so It does its price, around $5 for four. You can heat it in a toaster, microwave, oven, or skillet, but our chefs swear by a classic pop-up toaster, says Just's website. No argument there. Then just stuff the patty into a whole wheat English muffin or tortilla, or have it into two triangles and nestle atop avocado toast, or chop into small strips or cubes to mix into veggie fried rice or cauliflower rice. Still feel like scrambling? Try Dish of the Month, an excellent tofu recipe from healthy cook Kate Sherwood. Southwest Tofu Scramble. Saute one each diced onion and bell pepper and 2 tablespoons olive oil until browned. Stir in a 1/4 teaspoon each chili powder, smoked paprika, and salt, plus 14 ounces crumbled firm tofu. Saute until hot and fragrant. Serves four. Food fail. Save it, Reese's. The Reese's brand is here to save your morning with new Reese's Snack Cakes, a first-of-its-kind mid-morning cake treat by the Reese's brand you love, gushed Hershey's press release. We wanted to create the perfect treat for Reese's fans to satisfy that mid-morning sweet tooth. We know that sometimes you don't just want to wait until lunch. That's how Reese's Snack Cakes were born. Golly! How did we ever get through the morning without 380 calories worth of sugar, cocoa butter, chocolate skim milk, milk fat, lactose, lecithin, peanuts, palm and palm kernel oil, wheat flour, glycerin, corn syrup, partially defatted peanuts, dextrose, tapioca starch, corn syrup solids, xanthan gum, artificial flavor, TBHQ, and some dozen other ingredients? And how did we ever manage to make it to lunch without snacking on more than half a day's added sugars, 7.5 teaspoons, and saturated fat, 11 grams? Two 2-pack of Reese's Buttercup candies, 420 calories pack, just 40 more calories than 1 2-pack of snack cakes, 380 calories. Now you can indulge in a Reese's treat any time of the day, said the press release. Considering morning officially saved. Hashtag not sorry. Of course you're not, Reese's. Fool Us Once by Lindsay Moyer and Bonnie Liebman. You gotta hand it to Madison Ave. It's not easy to stretch the truth to make a buck. Is that American ingenuity or just proof that you can fool some of the people some of the time? You won't be one of them. Here's the latest crop of tricky food and supplement ads. Smooth move. Not now, not ever, says the Smoothie King ad. We promise whole fruits and organic veggies go in. Syrups, artificial colors, flavors, and preservatives never will. Very clever. The ad's long list of no-no ingredients looks impressive. So what if we've never seen some of them, like sodium nitrate in smoothies? Or if others, like partially hydrogenated oils and cyclamates, have been banned in this country? Or if others, like soy, are perfectly safe? Here's what the ad leaves out. Along with those whole fruits, Smoothie King adds fruit juice to roughly half of its smoothies. And those liquid calories are more likely to lead to weight gain than munching on the fruit they came from. What's more, about 1/4 of the chain's smoothies have added sugar, or turbinado, sugary frozen yogurt, or sugar-drenched strawberries, and 2 protein powders, Gladiator and Lean One, that are added to some smoothies contain the questionable artificial sweetener sucralose, which, surprise, is absent from the no-no list. The bottom line? Most of Smoothie King's largest 40-ounce smoothies have 400 to 800 calories, and even some of the smallest, 20 ounces, are more than a snack. Whole fruits and veggies, anyone? Brand new spin. Real honey? Whole grain oats? A new spin on Kellogg's Raisin Bran. It's a new spin, all right. A more sugar, less fiber spin. Each cup of Kellogg's Raisin Bran toasted oats and honey has 3 teaspoons of added sugar and more white rice than oats. Original Raisin Bran has 2 teaspoons of added sugar and no rice. That leaves less room for fiber-rich bran. As for the company's 4 other spin-offs, Raisin Bran with bananas or with cranberries, and Raisin Bran Crunch Original or Vanilla Almond, Think of them all as sugary white rice raisin bran. A better new spin? Toss fruit into any brand's bran flakes. The whole truth? Naturello has vitamin E from sunflowers, says the woman in the multivitamins TV ad. Ours has retinol palmitate, counters the other company's lab-coated scientist. Organic broccoli, carrots, and blueberries, says the woman. Pyridoxin hydrochloride, says the scientist. That's vitamin B6. Maybe Naturello forgot that its whole food multivitamin for women gets most of its B6 from pyridoxal 5-phosphate, not blueberries. That's no surprise, since each 4-capsule serving of the multi has only 200 milligrams of organic fruit and vegetable blend. That's about 1/20th of a teaspoon, we estimate. Pricey vitamins, Naturello, costs $47 a month, can't replace fruits and veggies. Looking for a multivitamin? Many cost far less. Looking for whole food? Hit the grocery store. B vitamin bologna. Introducing Starbucks coffee with essential vitamins, says the TV ad. The taste you love blended with 5 essential B vitamins to help support a healthy metabolism and keep your body running at its best. It's the old dump in a few unnecessary vitamins ploy. Thiamine, B1, and niacin, B3, are added to most white flour, so we already get plenty. And virtually no one runs short on pantothenic acid, or B5, or biotin, B7. To get a biotin deficiency, you'd have to eat an excessive amount of raw, but not cooked, egg whites for months. Added B12 might be useful for people over 50, some of whom produce too little stomach acid to absorb the naturally occurring B12 in foods. But Starbucks adds only 20% of a day's worth per serving. Take a multivitamin instead. And forget that healthy metabolism baloney. Don't count on extra B vitamins to help you burn more calories or feel more energetic. Get more from the cup you love, says the ad. Get more of the overcrowded coffee market sounds more like it. The fine print. The shape that stole your heart is back, says the Cheerios ad. As the tiny print at the bottom says, eating 3 grams a day of soluble fiber from whole grain oat foods may reduce the risk of heart disease. The catch? A serving of original Cheerios has just 1 gram, notes the ad's fine print, so you'd have to eat 3 servings a day. And the other flavors, blueberry, chocolate, cinnamon, and honey nut, have just 0.75 grams. So now we're talking 4 servings a day. Each serving has 2.5 to 3 teaspoons of added sugar, which leaves less room for oats. Miss that decimal point and it looks like 75 grams. Of course, the ad could have written 0.75 grams to avoid confusion. Probably just an honest mistake. Sweet dreams. Honey is good for me, says the National Honey Board's ad, noting that the sweetener is a delicious source of vitamins and minerals. Maybe if you eat it by the cup. A 1 tablespoon serving of honey, on the other hand, has an insignificant amount, less than 2% of a day's worth, of just about any nutrient, according to the USDA. The notable exception, it's got 60 calories and 1/3 of a day's sugar. Honey counts as added sugar. Sheesh. Just say no. At Pure Leaf, saying no is the most important ingredient in making herbal iced tea, says the TV ad. By selecting the finest botanicals, we say no caffeine, no stress, no better way to relax after a long day of anything. No is beautiful. Oops, Pure Leaf forgot no sugar. The teas in the ad, mango hibiscus and raspberry chamomile, have 27 grams, or 6.5 teaspoons, of added sugars in each 8.5-ounce bottle. Why not show the unsweetened mango hibiscus? No sugar is beautiful. Preventing the Next Food Outbreak by Peter G. Lurie. What will cause the next food poisoning outbreak? E. coli in ground beef? Cyclospora in cilantro? Listeria in soft cheese? The Center for Science in the Public Interest, Nutrition Action's publisher, is pressing for changes that would prevent, or at least cut short, the next outbreak. A few of our recent efforts. Cleaning up poultry. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, salmonella causes roughly 1.35 million illnesses, 26,500 hospitalizations, and 420 deaths in the United States each year. Campylobacter, while less deadly, causes an estimated 1.5 million illnesses. Nearly 1 in 6 cases of salmonella and 1 in 3 of Campylobacter infections show some resistance to antibiotics, a leading source of both microbes, poultry. In January, CSPI, along with the Consumer Reports, the Consumer Federation of America, Stop Foodborne Illness, and 5 Victims of Food Poisoning, urged the Department of Agriculture to target the salmonella strains that cause the most harm and to set strong standards to control Campylobacter. We also asked the USDA to require poultry producers to use science-based tools to control risks on the farm, where crowded conditions make it easy for animals to spread germs that make people sick. In Europe, for example, vaccinating chickens and monitoring farms for dangerous bacteria have slashed foodborne illness rates from salmonella. Tracing the culprits. In 2018, the FDA struggled to find the source of a nationwide E. coli outbreak in romaine lettuce. Grocers and consumers had to toss romaine in packages of mixed greens because investigators couldn't determine which lots were at risk. What a waste. Last year, the FDA proposed a rule that would make tainted foods easier to trace by requiring companies to keep better records. We rallied for support for the rule, which will transform efforts to solve and prevent outbreaks. High-risk imports. A third of our vegetables, half our fruits, and nearly all of our seafood is imported. Yet the FDA inspects only about 1% of imported food, and that puts us all at risk. One unusual example, poppy seeds come from the same plant as morphine. If improperly processed, the seeds can become contaminated with enough opiates to trigger a positive drug test. Brewing tea from large quantities of contaminated poppy seeds can cause an overdose or even death. Yet contaminated poppy seeds slip into the country under the FDA's radar. CSPI is urging Congress to boost the agency's resources to help it identify and inspect poppy products along with other high-risk imports. We should all be able to enjoy eating without having to worry about food poisoning. That's what we're fighting for. We've run out of time for today's episode of Nutrition News. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Jackie Marino, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Nutrition News is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service. Stay healthy.